the arrest would have been informed by speculation and allegations that the speaker is guilty of some form of bribery. And there's a list of instances where the speaker is accused of having accepted a bribe. And this has been in the media space. And the speaker felt that this is irregular, but also that he felt that the case against her was weak. And she wanted the protection of the court to make sure that she is not arrested, because being arrested would mean that the damage to her reputation may be irreparable. Before the judge could pronounce on the matter, the National Prosecution Authority indicated that the speaker had not been charged, but she had jumped the gun. So the judge said, given that the NP, the National Prosecuting Authority, has not charged her, her approach to the court is based on speculation. And as a result, the judge felt that she will not be able to grant the plea. The second issue that the judge raised is that it is not for the court to stop bodies like the National Prosecuting Authority and the police to arrest suspects. So the speaker's application was actually dismissed.
So, Professor, does this mean now that the Speaker of Parliament can now be arrested for the corruption allegations?
It definitely. What it means, it gives the National Prosecution Authority the right to proceed should they wish to arrest her. But the manner in which this will be effected, because the speaker was talking about how she's an important person, but the judge indicated that the mere fact that she has been alerted and also been told that she must present herself in a police station with a lawyer is sufficient courtesy that is given to her. But that courtesy does not amount to a right. So effectively, after that judgment, it will be up to the police or the National Prosecuting Authority to decide how they are going to effect the arrest. But what is very clear is that the court gave the National Prosecuting Authority, as well as the police, the right to arrest the speaker at any time that they consider fit.
The speaker is a member of the ruling African National Congress. And South Africa goes to national elections on May 29. Would this be another baggage for the ANC?
Well, it's a serious blemish, because we are talking about a high-ranking person within the ANC, but also within parliament and government. She's almost a set in line. If you're talking about should something happen to the president, you then have a deputy president. Should anything happen to the deputy president who will be acting, then the speaker will be next in line. So this is not a small case, it's a very serious case. But what it does is to point out that the ANC is a corrupt enterprise. Remember, this comes also after there's been the notion of Palapala. That matter is still in the public's mind. So you have that matter, then you have allegations against the speaker and allegations against many other members of the ANC. That in the public eye simply makes the ANC a party that is steeped in corruption. And the some of the surveys have indicated that under Ramaphosa, we have had the deepening of corruption, that corruption has become very pervasive. So this simply adds to the perception.